I've got to carry a little time for the rest.
I will call the May 14th, 2025 meeting of the House and Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Conference Committee to order. We have a quorum. We have a few more policy items the conference committee has agreed on, and we're going to dig right into those. Chair Mohler, do you have a motion?
I do, Madam Chair. I move adoption of Article 3, R1. It's the House language of Article 6, but you'll find it in your materials under A3, R1. It's entitled Financial Crimes and Fraud Investigations. Starts on R1, line 60.25, through R18, line 80.3. And this is the transfer of the fraud investigations from the Commerce Department to the BCA. It's consistent with the current practice now, so it's just updating the language to reflect that change that's been made, and it does have no cost.
Thank you, Chair Mohler, for that description. Is there any member discussion? Seeing none, all of those in favor of the adoption of Article 3, R1, House language entitled this says Title 6, Article 6. Which is it? Oh, okay. It's titled R6 in the House version. Financial Crimes and Fraud Investigation, starting on R1, line 60.25 through R18, line 80.3. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is adopted. Chair Novotny, do you have a motion?
I do, Chair Scott. I move the adoption of Article 4, R18 through R19, House language lines 48.26 through 49.22 with the A40 amendment. This provision sets the mandatory minimum sentences for first degree sex trafficking and aggravated sex trafficking. And I'd like to turn it over to Chair Latz to describe the A40 amendment.
And members, the A40 should be in your materials. If you don't have that, please let us know. Okay. Go ahead. Chair Latz.
Madam Chair and members, the original proposal here was to have to mandate a presumptive executed sentence of 120 months for a violation of paragraph A. And 144 months for basically a repeat offense or a bodily harm causing conduct. The Sentencing Guidelines Commission recommended adjusting the 120 months down to 90 months because that would accurately then reflect the presumptive commit in the guidelines grid itself. But what it didn't do was reflect that the 90 months is in fact the midpoint in the grid, but there's a range, the bottom of the box of 77 months and the top of the box of 108 months. Anywhere in that range, were that to be the sentence, would not be considered a departure under the guidelines. So this amendment rather than identifying 90 months, prescribes a range of 77 to 108 months as a presumptive sentence. And then the original amendment had 144 months, and we instead put the range in there of 123 to 172 months so that the bottom of the box to the top of the box for that is also a presumptive sentence without requiring departure justification. The other clarification that's in here language-wise is to make sure it's clear that these are presumptive executed sentences not mandatory sentences. So that way anything outside of here of these ranges would be considered departures in and of themselves. The original language had mandated a number of months and said any departure from that mandated number would be a departure that would have to be justified. So if it had been, say, 90 months, even a sentence of 89 months would have to be justified as a departure, which would have been inconsistent with the guidelines grid. So basically, this in effect codifies the presumptive sentences in the guidelines grid into statute.
Thank you, Chair Last. Is there any discussion on the A40? All right. Do we have to adopt that separately? No. Okay. So Representative Novotny renews his motion that we adopt Article 4, R18 through R19, House Language Lines 48.26 through 49.22, including the A40 amendment. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion is adopted. Chair Latz, do you have a motion?
I do, Madam Chair. I move the adoption of Article 4 at pages R21 to 22, Senate language lines 77.12 to 78.2, and insert the following language, which we believe would be on line 77.21, but Mr. Johnson could verify that. And the language would read as follows, parens 2, any equipment or fixture in any line or wire that is within or carries electricity to the equipment or fixture, if the equipment or fixture is established or maintained for the use or benefit of the general public, such as streetlights, street lighting systems, and special lighting systems, electric vehicle charging stations, electronic traffic control signals and camera systems, and electronic warning or notice signs.
Thank you, Chair Latz. And members, that is the A32 in your folder, the A32 amendment.
Madam Chair, I can expand briefly, if I may.
Sure.
On the purpose of the amendment,
Go ahead, Chair.
Thank you. There was a concern that there was a lack of clarity in the statute, in existing statutes, to make sure that copper wire that was stolen out of streetlights, for example, would be covered in the crime. We believe that this language better. It's describing it more clearly for that. We were also informed that there was a concern the camera systems might not be included, so the additional language for traffic control camera systems was added as well.
Discussion, Chair Moeller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just, I don't know what documents other people are working on, so the A32 did not contain the camera systems, but the language that Chair Latz read did contain the camera system. So just want to make sure people understand that even though it's not listed in the A32, we are intending to include camera systems here today. Thank you.
Thank you for that clarification, Chair Moeller. Is there any further discussion on this motion? Seeing none, Chair Latz renews his motion that for the adoption of Article 4, R21 through 22, Senate language, lines 77.12 through 78.2, and insert the A32 language, correct? Including the cameras, as was read. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The motion is adopted. Chair Novotny, do you have a motion?
I do, Madam Chair. I move that we adopt Article 4, R33 through R34, House Language Lines 50.27 through 52.11. This is from House File 764, which is on first-degree arson and the statute of limitations. And this is an increase in the statute of limitations from 5 to 10 years, and I believe that's fairly self-explanatory.
Right. Any discussion on the Novotny motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of adoption of Article 4, R33 through R34, House language lines 50.27 through 52.11, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Senator Uma Verbaeten, please, do you have a motion?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move adoption of Article 6, R1 through R2, Senate language lines 103.16 to 105.2, and also incorporating the A36 amendment, which I'll go ahead and explain. The amendment first gets rid of the other person language on line 104.16. What that would do is limit the access to records of for attorneys to get access to records from employers or business entities. Again, business entities are important to spell out, and depending on how someone may be classified. And then it also adds the language or has information related to, in addition to those who are the subject of the wage theft investigation. So I think this strikes the right balance of making sure they can access information, again, from employers, business entities, and then third parties who may have information regarding the wage theft investigation. The next change is on page 104, line 26, where wage theft is inserted, and that is to have wage theft follow the probable cause threshold that is currently in statute for welfare fraud and identity theft. Those are the changes. I would just say thank you to the testifiers for adding more context for us, and I think these are helpful changes that will ultimately give our attorneys and the law enforcement that is working with them the tools that they need to fight fraud. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Is there any member discussion? Senator Chair Novotny.
Thank you, Chair Scott. I just have a technical question, or I'd like to get something for legislative intent on the record. If nonpartisan or whoever would have this information, with the new information that was brought in from the A36 amendment, line 1.5, when we have the line of inserting or has information related to, a question was brought to me about, would that include anything, any information that would not normally be available on a subpoena, but that you would need a search warrant for? By that I mean you could get a subpoena to get some phone records, but you wouldn't be able to get text messages without a search warrant. So would the information related to give any extraordinary rights of the subpoena that you wouldn't normally need a subpoena under?
Is there a nonpartisan staff that wants
normally
to take a stab at that?
I'm sorry, that you would need a search warrant to get.
Well, Madam Chair, I'm sure I'm happy to let counsel weigh in, but I will say, again, this change, so the way that paragraph 6 would read is any of the following records of an employer or business entity who is the subject of or has information related to. So it's still limited to employers or business entities that are either the subject of or have information related to the investigation. And then below that, you'll see the outlined the types of records that they would have access to. So I think to your question about would they be able to access more information? No, we're outlining the types of records they'd have access to. Then in paragraphs 1, 2, and 3, the accounting and financial records, the payroll records in section 177.30, and then the information about hours worked that's in 3. Does that make sense?
Yes, I just wanted, like I said, get on the record. So, like I said, a subpoena, you'd be able to get that there was a text exchange, but you'd need a search warrant to get the body of the text.
Do you want the senator to answer that, or Mr. Backus is maybe, perhaps Mr. Backus could answer to verify? Mr. Backus?
Madam Chair and members, I guess I had the same reading as Senator Mover Baton, and so I don't think it would be expansion. I mean, certainly if someone in the audience or a practitioner has a concern, we could talk and I could think about it more. But and also, of course, it's a probable cause standard, so it's the same standard as a search warrant. So
thank you, Chair.
Chair,
I just
want
to get that on the record.
All right, thank you. Further discussion? Seeing none, we're on this one, right? Yes, this one. Senator Uma Verbaten renews her motion for the adoption of Article 6, R1 through R2, Senate language lines 103.16 through 105.2, inserting the A36 amendment. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Chair Mueller, do you have a motion?
I do, Madam Chair. I move adoption of Article 14, R6 through R9, House language lines 7.15 through 10.30. This is a bill that requires jails to ensure access to medication for the people who are under their care. And the A, it doesn't have a number. It is the A number, or hashtag, as the young people say, amendment. And what this amendment does, we had some consultation with various stakeholders on this. It does a couple of things. We first wanted to ensure that people who are subject to a Jarvis order wouldn't have the ability to like override that. So there was some clarifying language added in paragraph B in the amendment. And then we also wanted to make sure that before medication that someone who is incarcerated in a correctional facility comes in and is on, if a change is made to that medication, that the right healthcare professionals are consulted before that change is made. So that is what this does. And like I said, it's been in consultation with the stakeholders.
Thank you, Chair Mueller. Any discussion? Chair Liebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just would like to say that I'm really just seeing the complete language for the first time, and I'm very comfortable with it. I really appreciate all the work that's been done to get it to this form. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Chair Mueller renews her motion to adopt Article 14, R6 through R9, House language line 7.15 through 10.30, and insert the unnumbered amendment language. It's got HRD in the right corner with two question marks. So anyway, pretty official right there. But all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. The motion is adopted. Senator Latz, you have the gavel tomorrow, so is there anything that you, any announcements that you have or would like to speak to? Oh, yeah, the data register.
Yeah, my understanding is that this room is occupied at 1:30, but we're anticipating maybe being available around 2:30. So hopefully we'll be in a position to get together and maybe address some of the final pieces from the policy side. And so it'll be at the call of the chair, but we'll have to leave it at that. We should have a fairly short floor session. I'll be in the Senate tomorrow unless something surprising happens.
Right. All right. Thank you for that update. So just, I guess, watch the House websites and your alerts on that. And there being no further business before the conference committee today, this meeting is adjourned.